I became a Christian when I was 4 years old, and that means I've been a Christian for 21 years. And if you do some quick mathematics, that means I'm 25. As I was working at Rest Haven during the holidays, and I see Miss Woolley down there, and she wasn't the lady that said this to me, I walked into her room with her tray, and she said to me, "Oh dear, I heard that you were a police officer." I said, "Yes, I was." She said, "Oh dear, you hardly look old enough to be a police officer." And then she said to me, "And I heard you were married." And I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Oh, you hardly look old enough to be married." And so from then on, I wondered, how old did I really look? It doesn't seem to matter now. As I said, I became a Christian when I was four, and I praise God for that. I had Christian parents and a Christian home, and I went to a good church. I was one of those children that everybody wanted to have. I was good. I was quiet. And I tried to obey my parents the best I could. Unfortunately, that led to some rather big things in my adult years that I had to sort out. My parents, I guess, expected a lot of me and didn't get much from me. I wasn't very clever at school. And in fact, I failed my last year of school, and I had a rather low self-esteem. I also made conscious decisions during my teenage years not to rebel, and that's another reason why parents would want me as their child, because my parents told me that when I got to second year high, that was it, I would rebel. And so I decided, well, I'm going to be rebellious and not rebel. Apart from the fact that I had a good sister who loved and cared for me so much that she decided that she would rebel, and I found out what happened to her, and I didn't want to follow in her footsteps because I'm allergic to pain, and she got quite a few thrashings. Poor girl. As I went on, I got out of school, and I made a stand for Christ. I believed in the Lord Jesus, but I did the best I could, and I really wanted to preach the gospel. That was my aim in life, and as a little girl of four, I was destined to be a missionary pilot doctor. That's what I was going to be, and as I failed school, I decided I wouldn't be a doctor. And as my parents didn't have any money, I decided I wouldn't be a pilot, plus I'm not very keen on heights. And so I guess the only thing left for me to be is a missionary. And I'm halfway there. I'm at theological college now. But I made conscious decisions during my teenage years to follow Christ. And as I went into the police force, I looked around at my churches, and I guess I got a little bit disillusioned. I went to the biggest evangelical church. In fact, this church reminds me a lot of my home church in South Australia, and it was a big evangelical church. But unfortunately, I found a lot of inconsistencies in that church. Inconsistencies from the people who preached one thing and lived another. And I got a little disillusioned with that, until one of, I guess he's a South Australian grown boy, but he really came and played havoc in Queensland for a little while, Jim Gibson, spoke at our church. And I had never heard preaching like it. And I was impressed. And he dropped a page of his Bible, and I thought, here's my opportunity to be able to go and speak to this man. He lived only around the corner from where I lived, and I spoke to him. And I can honestly say that there were two people, Jim and his wife, that really showed me what the Christian life was all about. I joined the police force when I was 20, and I stayed there for 4 years, just until the beginning of this year, as I was a prosecutor. And I met my husband 2 years ago, and he is a person that's come from a completely different background to what I have. He doesn't have Christian parents, and in his teenage years he did rebel in lots of ways. And yet there was something about my husband that I really admired. I mean, there's lots of things I admire about my husband, but this particular thing was that his love and keenness for Jesus. And I discovered that in my life I didn't have the same devotion and the same love for Jesus that he did. And I wondered why, because I did my best. Anyway, my husband had one simple prayer that he was praying, and that was that Jesus would show him his sin. And that happened one night, one Easter, and I was with him, and he broke down and cried. And I guess, as I think about my husband, he had lots of, I guess, big social sins that he had to confess to God and get rid of the guilt from. And he loved Jesus. He would talk about Jesus as if he was his best friend. And I felt that I couldn't do that. And so I prayed one simple prayer. I said, well, Jesus, you show me my sin. Now, I'd like to tell you that I haven't committed any murders, and nor have I committed any adultery or anything terrible like that. But the Lord Jesus did show me my sin, and my sin was pride. I was proud of my church. I was proud of my goodness. I was proud of everything that I was, except the very thing that I wasn't doing was trusting Jesus. Jesus is very real and precious to me because he had to show me what I was really like. And I know that through my years at Sunday school and at church, I heard that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins so often. And yet it meant absolutely nothing because I'd heard it so often. And I'm wondering how many people are here today that have heard that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sin, and yet it's just a message that they don't, it's not really relevant to their life. Well, Jesus really met me and showed me my sin, but not only that, he took it away. And it wasn't that I wasn't converted, I was converted, but he in a very real way brought me freedom from that sin. You know, I really found that there is a Saviour. And the song that I want to sing to you today is called There Is a Saviour. And it might be that some of you here have some burdens. And maybe you come from homes where your husbands aren't Christians or your children are not Christians, and you're really hurting about that. Well, I'd like to remind you that there is a Saviour and that he loves you very, very much. And I can testify to the fact that he is a caring, loving, wonderful Saviour.